I don't know what you've been doing today, but I've been doing a bunch of stuff, and I'm now leaning back in the chair of my shed, having had, not an inordinately busy day, but I just feel exhausted. One thing I haven't done is record some audio for Audio Bloggers Month, which is of high priority, and it's nearly 10 o'clock and I've not done it yet, so that's why I'm talking to you right now. Whenever you're listening to this, because you're probably not listening to it on the 27th of June at time of recording. Does that mean 30 days of September, April, June, November? There's only three more days after today, and can get a little bit of a break. I've been really enjoying recording the audio, and I've put a lot of effort into it some days, but today you will just get a moment of rambling actuality in the shed at the end of a very tiring day, where I got up at silly o'clock in the morning to walk the dog initially, but she's got a little bit of a limp, and it doesn't seem to be anything other than a strain, so going to rest her for a couple of days. So I got to go cycling instead. I don't tend to cycle if I'm walking the dog because I want to get straight into the office and do stuff. But I went for a 15-kilometre short loop just to feel my way back into things. And I took my gravel bike out and rode it on some gravel as well. So that was nice. Got back, breakfasted, and did some writing. I wrote a blog post for someone else and some thoughts for tomorrow's newsletter on documentally.net, which I'm sure you subscribe to free of charge. Documentally.net is something you're probably very aware of. If not, then please check it out, because I might go into some detail of some of the things I'm skimming along right now. What happened after I did some notes for my newsletter? I did some short post for social media for my dad, because he's got a show coming up at the weekend and they're doing this big mountain challenge. If he's on barve.co.uk. They do have a blog semi-hidden on there, but they're on Twitter and all the rest of it as well. They make wool duvets in Wales. But sometimes help them out with socials and stories and a bit of filming. In fact, probably in Wales next week, filming some shearing, all going to plan. Then I did some research on mediation, how you can effectively talk to people with very, very different views to yourself who may have deeply ingrained ideologies and things like that, which might not necessarily be healthy, in my opinion. Certain extremist or bigoted views. How do you actually maintain that, maintain the ability to be cordial and kind and show love, as opposed to just go, "You what? You are complete." Well, which is, you know, what a lot of people resort to, or you might feel like doing, when really that's going to get you nowhere. So I've been doing a lot of research about that. Whether it'll come to anything, I don't know. Again, maybe some ditties in the newsletter. Then I realised that the buses weren't running tomorrow, and as my lad is, because the school is closed, but my lad has work experience, so he gets to do an extra day of work when he would have got a day off school, so he'll have to ride his bike. So I just wanted to make sure that was all tickety-boo, so I greased some stuff and oiled the chain, and finally might have solved a weird clacking, crackling sound when you put a lot of strain going uphill, and it might be the bearings in the pedals are gone. So as if by magic, I had a pair of spare pedals knocking around, so I whopped those on. And I took it for a little ride, and it felt really good, actually. So that felt like a mini win. Then kids came back from school, and the good lady wife stopped working, so I thought about making fish and potatoes with kind of a kale and pine nut garlic side thing, but then somebody said Chinese. I hope I didn't put them off what I was cooking. So I headed out and picked up a Chinese, and everybody was very happy with that, and I'm still feeling full, to be honest. So that was nice anyway, and we chatted about the day over that. Always have dinner around a table. I think that's kind of important. And then it was time for me to go to the local amateur radio club for a meet-up. So I jumped on the electric scooter and I blasted to the club, and I met up with some friends, including Gordon. and Joe and Clive and Richard. So that was fun, and we got to talk about motorbikes as well, because someone's got a new motorbike, a Himalayan outside. Weirdly, Gareth, another amateur radio operator who couldn't make it tonight, has also got a new Himalayan motorbike this week. So they're definitely hot off the press and popular right now. One was newer than the other. What else did we talk about? Solar nodes, meshing nodes, probably not interesting to you, and old cameras. Clive bought in a couple of old cameras, and bless him, he asked me if I wanted one, or both of them, and I said, thank you so much, but no need, because I have lots and lots of cameras, and he says, I thought that if you might not want them, Gordon might, and Gordon did, and there was a Canon camera and a Fuji camera. What I didn't tell Gordon was that when I was offered the cameras, I looked them over and checked them out because I wanted to make sure they were all pretty cool, whatever Clive was going to do with them. And one of them had a memory card in it. And these cameras came from a house clearance where they were going to be thrown into a skip. And Clive says, oh, well, I might know someone who might want them. So he took them, and the person who had sadly died and was having their house cleared allegedly did not have any family and did not have anybody who was going to be taking the house over, and so it all got skipped. But here's a memory card. So once I got back from the radio club, which was only about 10 minutes ago, I got the radio card. Incidentally, Gordon did have the cameras, so he's got the cameras to use, and that's all good, so they will live on. But I took this 2 gigabyte memory card and plugged it into the computer, and there were photos on it, and the photos were from 2018, between September and December 2018, and they were not of the elderly lady who possibly owned the house or the camera. They were of a family of a man potentially in his 50s, a woman a little bit younger, and then a child that was possibly adopted. Looked very, very different from the two parents, and very striking features. But there was also photographs of tigers in an enclosure, and yeah, all kinds of other interesting stuff. It wasn't like what I kind of half expected, some semi-blurry photographs of flowers. There was a photograph of a blurry flower in there, but there were some really good snaps as well. And so I might try and find out who they are, because it might be that there was some family that never got tracked down since after COVID. Because these were taken before COVID. The camera sat there and not done anything for a long time. So really interesting. Like lost treasure, lost stories, a tale waiting to be told and maybe finished. So I wonder how I might go about finding these people without kind of exposing the data. I might share a couple of the photos in the newsletter that are safe to do so without giving away the child's because I haven't asked permission to publish photographs of the child, so I may leave the child out of it, which is a shame because it's a really beautiful, striking child. But maybe some of the other stuff is okay to share, and maybe someone will know who the cameras belong to and or who the photos were taken of, because the cameras, I believe, were of the deceased person. But so that's my day, and right now I'm going to post this audio online to complete day 27 of Audio Bloggers Month, and grab a large glass of water and maybe actually voice dictate my diary for the day and go to bed. Yeah, tomorrow I've got a full day of writing, but it's one of my favourite days of the week because it's all stuff I love doing. Like this, like a bit of audio into my phone. If you have, thank you for listening. Catch you later. Documentally.